Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Austin. May I please have your first and last name so I can look at your account?
It's my husband, Philip Largent.
All right, let's see here. Can you spell the last name for me?
L-A-R-G-E-N-T.
N-T, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom.
Yes, L-A-R-G-E-N-T. This is not a bad, okay.
All right, thank you for that. And could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
It's 136 Valley Drive, Vacaville, California.
Thank you for that. And I have located our accounts. I'm going to get it pulled up here. There we go. And it looks like it is for our Omex Pure Tincture CBD Oil. You get it every 2 months. And how can I help you today?
Well, I canceled this. It was probably in January.
Mm-hmm.
Or early February, but I think it was in January because it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I talked to some female. And I canceled it, and obviously I just got one today, so I don't know what the hell happened there.
Now, I'm not seeing any cancellation on this account here. Let me check.
I talked to her for quite some time, and she didn't seem to know what the hell she was doing. First, I asked her if I could bump it back, you know, more than 2 months, because I just got one today, and I have one that's wrapped up in bubble paper. Still, I haven't even opened it. And she said she didn't know if she could do that. I don't know if we can do that. And I just said, well, then just frickin' cancel me then. And she said, okay. So.
Okay. Yeah, no, we can do that for you. That's no problem. Yeah, it looks like it wasn't canceled either.
Okay, well. That's on her because I told her that repeatedly.
No, I see where she had put it in. But, yeah, so
Did she put it in?
Yeah, she had put into like she had canceled. She said
okay.
But yeah, if you like, we can do either. It's up to you. I can push it back for you, or I can cancel it for you.
Well, I'm not seeing, what is it supposed to do exactly? I'm not seeing anything. I'm not, you know, I'm not noticing anything.
You said you're not noticing the results, basically.
Well, what are the results supposed to be?
So it's supposed to, like, help you relax, and, like, I think it helps the pain as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that ain't happening.
Yeah, you can take it multiple times per day. You put it under your tongue.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing.
As much as you need it, basically. So it helps with, I think a lot of people use it for sleep. I've used, not this product, but I've used CBD oils before. And I would use them because I have a lot of issues with driving, a lot of anxiety, so I'd use it before I drive. Not as much because I don't, you know. But I use it before I drive, whenever I get into any anxious situations. And I definitely sleep. It helps a lot with sleep. That's one of the biggest things.
So how much can you slow it down? Every 3 months?
Yeah, I can do every 3 months, easy. I think we can go up to 6 months, up to six.
Because right now I have two full bottles, I think. Yep, I have two full bottles, the one I got today and the one I have in the cupboard that's still in the bubble wrap. So I would say
about 3 months. How often do you use them?
Well, it says on here twice a day.
Right. Yeah.
So, but
they're supposed to be, the way they're supposed to be like one bottle is supposed to be like a monthly amount. That way, you know, you get, you know, just about the same. And if you use one every 2 months, then we can change how often you get them. So right now you're getting every 2 months. We can change it to every 3 if we need to. Or, you know,
so I would say in 3 months, unless I decide in that 3 months to try to cancel it again. Okay, because I mean, I was kind of shocked to see it on the front porch just now. It's like, what the hell?
Right. Yeah, I can understand.
When
that.
Did I cancel it? Does it show the date?
It did. It was February 5th.
Okay, well, I knew it was a while. You know, it was either January or early February. It's like, unless I write stuff down, I can't remember these things. Okay, so 3 months from today. And I will give it a whirl more and see if I can notice anything, although I do have anxiety, but I am on not, I did
Other
have anxiety.
For it.
I did, but I don't take it anymore specifically for that. Driving drives me insane, but, so anyway, I just wanted to verify that. Obviously, I did cancel it.
Let's see here. What it'll let me do. First thing. So, like I said, it's coming every 2 months right now. You said how long does one bottle last for you?
More than a month, because I have a whole bottle in bubble wrap, plus I have another one I got today. So I have two bottles I haven't even opened yet.
Okay.
And there's still a little bit in the other one, very little bit.
So you get one every 2 months. How about we change it to one every 3 months?
Okay.
Sound good? And then I'll skip the next order. That way it's 3 months back.
What?
Okay, let's see here. So we got them coming every 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
So from today, let's see here. Showing the next one for May 14th, which that doesn't seem right. Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't change that one. I forgot. So.
Yeah, because I have two whole bottles here. So, I mean, unless I keep wanting to have one ahead. But, I mean, I don't even know if it's even, you know what I mean? It's like. Just because something's supposed to do something doesn't mean it does.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not believe everything I hear, put it that way. I'm too old for that crap.
Right.
Are you waiting for something, babe?
Granola bar is pretty generic.
What kind do we get over there usually? The only kind. Check the date. Oh, well, they're.
There we go. All right, there we go. So I've got that changed for you. You got to come in every. Okay, the next one it says is May, and then we can skip that one if you want, and then it'll be August. So that's like 4 months, but I would assume.
I see what you're saying.
Well, if you need it earlier, we can always have it come earlier. Like, say we have it go August. So we'll skip the next one, go August, and say you're
well,
start running out.
That would be
keep it.
That would be quite a stretch. So,
exactly.
So how about you just start them in June? Say June 1st, and then after that, every 3 months. Does that make more sense?
It does, but it doesn't let me do that.
Oh,
let me change it to every 3 months, but it didn't let me change the next order date, so that would still be in May. Otherwise,
okay.
I'd be able to, you know, just change, like move that up a bit.
Yeah, well, go ahead and just, I mean, I will know by April something.
Yeah. And again, if we cancel the, you said you'll know by April either way. Okay. Well, that's the case. And yeah, just call us back.
Yeah, I have two bottles. I didn't know how much of this you could, I mean, you can't just sit there and drink the damn bottle, obviously.
Right, right.
It says one servings. It doesn't really, I'm not getting this. Take one full dropper once or twice daily.
Right.
That's what it says. Mm-hmm. And the droppers don't fill up. If you go in there and you pump it up, it only is like maybe a quarter. Mm. I mean, it doesn't like, you can't get a whole dropper all at once. You have to go in there a couple times to, you know what I mean? Which is all right. I don't know. So I'll give it a whirl, but, you know, if I call back, I will be calling back to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that.
And hopefully next time, if I choose, it will take.
So
you know what I mean?
I do have a question for you before you go. So what where are you getting it for? Are you getting it for your anxiety?
Well, I thought it was supposed to, I'm taking Zoloft, which is for depression.
Mm-hmm.
I did have anxiety medication, but I choose to go off of it because I don't like taking crap. But this, right. I have no choice. I mean, there's been a lot of deaths in my family, and I can't handle it very well. But I do take it at night, but then I also take, you know, other stuff to help me sleep because I have really bad insomnia, which goes along with depression. But anyway, I got it because it was supposed to help pain. It was, you know, pain. But I have fibromyalgia, so, I mean, this ain't going to cut it. And I'm not taking anything for that. I refuse to take the medication they give me because the side effects are crazy.
Right.
And I'd rather have the pain than, you know, all the crap they say that could happen. I mean, that'd be, like, worse, you know. Yeah. So I'm just not a drug person.
Right.
I mean, I'll take Tylenol, you know. And
if you're doing it for pain, we actually have something else, and I've since I started working it, I don't think I've heard a bad review about it, other than maybe somebody calling in saying it was broken or they got it or something from shipping. But literally nothing, I've heard nothing bad about it. People with arthritis have had no issues. They liked it, back pain. If you've heard of anyone with back pain, trust me, they're always saying it's terrible.
I have back pain, yes. I know what that's like. I have it right now, but you know.
But what this is our cryo freeze. It's a sport icy cold roll-on. It's like a roll-on stick.
Well, I have something like that, but trying to get it in places like your back, you know, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
difficult. And I'd have to smear it all over my entire body. So, I mean, that ain't going to work.
Well,
because if you know anything about fibromyalgia, you know, it's pretty much everywhere.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, today's my back, tomorrow's my legs, could be my chest, my arm. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a pain in the ass, put it that way. So,
right.
Yeah, so I've gone down that road. And it's like, geez Louise, I just bathe in this crap, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I will just, you know.
Well, tell you what. Just take a look at our website every once in a while. We usually have new stuff coming out, and we have a good bit of stuff for pain. So I just take a look through it. It's omexhealth.com, and maybe we can find something that, if this doesn't work well for you, maybe we can find something that does.
Yeah.
Because we do have a lot of products here.
But anyway, this person that was supposed to cancel it, and I had quite a lengthy conversation. Is she still working there?
I would have no idea. We have a lot of agents, so.
Okay, because obviously she doesn't know what the hell she's doing, but anyway. Okay, well, all right, I will. So when is the next one supposed to kick out a date?
So this will be May 14th.
Okay, so I'm just going to write this down. So if I choose to cancel...
Yeah,
I
obviously
have to call before May 14th. Okay.
Right.
All right.
And if nothing else, if you need more time, which I doubt you will, but if you need more time,
right,
call us back. You can skip it, and it won't be until August for the next
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
You've been helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, bye.